This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are in. Time to complete them. You are ordered to stick around for a while and find out how fabulous it is here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horan is fabulous, the J. Victoria Keelan is fabulous as well, the V. Then there's Kara Schillen. She's going, it's just Kara. No, Kara's fabulous as well. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have things to say. Even when there's nothing to be said, but there is plenty to be said at the moment, as Jennifer will perform for us her, let's see, this could be a montage of trendables. How about that? You like that,
Jennifer? Yeah, except I just like to say trending stories.
Wow.
I don't know why we have to make it fancy with, like, trenders, trendables. It sounds like a lunch meat.
Right, Lunchables. Yeah.
Munchables. Let's munch on the trendables. All right, let's go.
Well, the Queen of Conch is in prison today. There was a woman, a Texas tourist, actually, who collected 40 Queen Conch seashells from Key West, Florida. And because of that, she's going to jail for 15 days. Now, last time I checked, I thought if you were lucky enough in this day and age to actually find a seashell on the beach, right, that you could probably just keep them, right? Finders, keepers, mm-hmm, losers, weepers. Well,
yeah,
a Florida judge also sentenced Diana Gonzalez of Dallas to serve 6 months of probation and pay a $500 fine plus $268 for court costs for taking 40 queen conches from the waters that surround Key West. This is according to the Miami Herald. Gonzalez pleaded guilty, said she didn't know taking the shells from the beach was illegal. Call me crazy, but I believe her. She said she was planning to give the state-protected mollusks away for a gift. Recreational collection of empty seashells is allowed in Florida, but the conch is said to contain organisms inside. Taking a living queen conch is illegal in Florida. Also, killing, mutilating, or removing a living queen conch from a shell is prohibited. She was arrested by an officer from the commission on July of 2017 after someone tipped off an agency on a hotline saying she was out there collecting conch shells. Apparently, they're a part of the Florida Keys culture. But, you know, I have to say, if I saw a conch shell, I would have thought that I struck the lottery. I would have been so excited thinking that you found a fully intact shell. I probably would have picked it up and done the same thing, but apparently in Florida it's protected and these two women are paying the price for that.
So this brings up the bigger picture. How do you know? Do you know that in each state there's the Federal Register and then publication of laws that are passed every year? Mm-hmm. And in each
and the local
state,
ones are the funny ones, by the way.
Well, it's that's the point that I'm making is that there are so many new laws on the books every year, whether it's a state law, local law, regulation, federal regulation. The old expression, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know, it damn well is and should be. There are so many. How do you know that you break some law like this or any other, some minuscule stupid rule or regulation or law, and you get arrested and fined? I have been one of my great friends as a kid growing up became the police chief here in Framingham, and he didn't believe in giving tickets to people on the first offense. He would give them warnings so that they would know whatever it was that they were doing was not right, was, you know, illegal, incorrect, whatever. So the mindset was that the police were doing you a favor and helping you understand what was going on, and that was a good thing, I thought. But in general, when you look around and understand that these fools who go with the legislature has to be in session 12 months of the year so that they get something, a lot of states don't have that. Rhode Island, for example, I think limits their state legislative sessions to 2 months out of the year. That's a great idea. But in other states like Massachusetts, California, they're in session every day, all night, voting on this, that, or the other thing. How many new rules and regulations can some people come up with, the crazy, stupid stuff they come up with? But then who knows that there is a rule that does this, that, or the other thing? In this case, these conches, how would you know that? Unless there's a sign on the beach that says, don't take the conches.
And that's
illegal.
That's the unknown, and that's how I would fight it if I went to court. Because usually, look, you can be aware enough to look at signs before you walk on the beach. In fact, you should for your own safety. And so if they're there, then obviously the state has a case against this woman. But if they weren't, well, I'd say put up some signs, Florida.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
And it would be so easy to make a mistake. I just watched The Bachelorette the other day. They're in the Bahamas. They're on the boat, and some dude comes up and gives them conch to eat. Like, they dive down to the bottom of the ocean or the water, get the conch, and then they just eat it on the boat. So, obviously, you're allowed to do it in other places.
Right.
So, that would be confusing. And they're so cool looking. Haven't you ever done it at the normal beach where you put it up to your ear and it's like you can hear the ocean inside
of it?
Hear
the ocean.
Yes. Even though you're standing right next to the ocean.
You can do that with the beer can. All right, let's see other people in the news. Sacha Baron Cohen, Showtime standing behind him. If I was close to him, I'd want to stay. Or if I was standing somewhere, I'd want to be away from him. I'd find him annoying. Anyway, the company released a statement defending him. The new comedy series, Who is America, coming under focus because he's duped several big-name personalities like Sarah Palin, and former Vice President Dick Cheney, and who'd he get this week?
Bernie Sanders. Well, the show just premiered on Sunday night, so I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's answered a lot of questions, and there's been a lot of speculation about the show, too.
I spoke to someone yesterday, actually, where I was going to kind of save this for you guys, but I spoke to someone on one of my local shows in Southern California who was an attempted dupe of Sacha Baron Cohen. It was a gun store in Riverside, California, called Warrior One Guns and Ammunition, and Sacha Baron Cohen approached the store in February of 2017. His producer said, "We want to shoot a documentary about a Hungarian guy buying a gun for the first time in America." And so the owner of the shop was like, "Sure, we'll do it." So in come the cameras. Sacha Baron Cohen in his getup, I guess tight leather pants, you know, his little outfit, jumps out of his Audi, goes into the store and starts trying to kind of, you know, mess with this guy. And the guy immediately goes, "You're Borat."
Yeah, he gets caught sometimes now.
The store got so much attention yesterday. It was all over the place because it broke. I guess even though it's a year and a half later, it's now finally coming out. And so this guy said, "You know what? I called him out right away. I could tell something was up." And he said, and he brought up a great point. He said, he's going after all these politicians who we elect to serve us, and they can't detect that this guy's up to something. He said he was a moron. He was dressed like an idiot. He talked like an idiot. He said, "I called him out right away, and as soon as he said, 'You're Borat,' I guess Sacha Baron Cohen's eyes just kind of lit up. He didn't say a word. He turned, and he booked it and got in his car and left, and the camera guys were still there. And so the guy's like, 'What are you guys trying to pull? What's going on?' And they left almost as quickly as Sasha." So,
well, that's what's funny is, you know, we all watch the Mark Zuckerberg trial or testimony or whatever you want to call it, and we all kind of laughed at how out of touch all of them were. But this is just kind of another example of that, is all of these people that he's duping are so out of touch that none of them even recognize who he is, even though he's a huge name and his face has been all over the place. It's
not my favorite, but it's an interesting story to see how it's coming around. And Showtime, why would they get in the way of all that promotion? They'll have a field day with this show. People will be like, "Well, let's go watch that show and see what he gets this week."
A lot of people are very curious to see, But I guess Showtime, the reason they came out and defended him, they said he's never at one point, at any point, said he was a disabled war veteran, and that's what Sarah Palin accused him of doing, and that's not what the character is, and so they said that was not what the show is about, so I guess she was trying to create some drama.
Are we all excited? Sarah Palin created drama?
I know,
come
right?
on, please, who would have thought that? It's a quarter past the hour here on the DJV show.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. you need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
More people in the news here on the DJV show. Thomas Markle, yes, Meghan's father, seems to be worried about the influence of royal life on his daughter. He wants to get back in touch with her. He chose not to attend his daughter's wedding, remember, after a health scare and a controversy over a photo. He says he believes Meghan's terrified in her new role. Quote, I see it in her eyes. I see it in her face. I see it in her smile. I've seen her smile for years. I know her smile. I don't like the one I'm seeing now. Said he notices Meghan wearing a pained smile, which he thinks could be because she's under too much pressure.
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
If he's really worried, he should go talk to his daughter about it instead of talking to the press about it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I can imagine the pressure with all the royal protocol. It's a lot to learn. There's a lot to screw up.
Didn't bother Trump much when he was there last week.
Yeah, but think about how the trouble he got into because he broke a few protocols. So it's a lot to remember.
I think she's doing just fine, though. I think she's handled. Yeah. She looked like she had a really fun day with Kate Middleton at Wimbledon. I don't know. I think this guy is just desperate to get her attention,
I agree that it could be hard and that maybe she is terrified, but the thing that probably doesn't help is having your dad out talking to the press all the time. You always have to worry about what he's going to say next.
What would your father say to the press about you, Kara?
I don't know. He'd probably say I was a wonderful young lady, but I can say if my dad was out talking to the press, we'd be having a stern conversation behind the scenes.
Oh, a stern conversation from daughter to dad. Victoria, what did your father say about you?
He'd say no comment. He would know better.
Are you kidding? My dad would be like...
Exactly. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three after music time on the DJV program. Doug, well, I might find some Taylor Swift song I can sing along with. The ladies like it when I sing along with the song.
Love
Jennifer.
Gives us life.
I love how Doug hears what he wants to hear.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift took some time before the Philadelphia stop on her Reputation tour to meet with a fan struggling with glioblastoma, the brain cancer?
Glioblastoma.
Yeah. Meghan McCain, Father John McCain, diagnosed with that cancer, reached out to Swift to link her up with a 21-year-old fan from Scranton, Pennsylvania, named Lexi Caviston. Meghan tweeted, "Hey, Taylor, we've never met, but anyway, can you meet Lexi at your concert in Philly? She's fighting the same cancer my father has, and this would make a wonderful thing for her day." And Swift agreed. The two met for hugs and photos at the meet and greet before the concert. Meghan has also helped raise awareness on the GoFundMe page dedicated to raising money for her, the medical bills of Lexi. Page was started December, goal of $500,000. So far raised $21,000. That's interesting. Donations can be made to GoFundMe.com, Road to Lexus Recovery. I'm expecting something like this, calling all this attention to it, should help.
I hope so.
Greatly.
Yeah.
And Meghan has raised awareness of the GoFundMe page dedicated to raising money. Is she still on The View? She is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does a pretty good job, too, I think.
There's too much conflict, though, with her.
It's a hard position to be on whenever you're outnumbered.
Right.
And she's not even conservative of conservative. She's kind of a moderate conservative.
Moderate.
But she's still, you know, when you're, it's 4-1, that's a tough spot.
But Joy Behar is just nasty. The rest of Whoopi is okay. I don't even know who else is on it now.
I haven't seen their show in years.
Two unknown women that just sit there, and I go, "Who are you?
Yeah, why are you there?
Who are you?
All right.
What happened to Sherry Shepherd?"
Yeah, she was also used.
She's on Trial and Error. Hey, at least we knew who the heck she was. The other two just flowed in and out. I don't know.
Right. Cole Swindell has started thinking about a new headlining tour. A couple of years ago, I guess it was actually late last year, Cole Swindell embarked on his first ever headlining tour, dubbed the Reason to Drink Tour. Was on the road for a long time with Luke Bryan and Kenny Chesney starting for them. So he's preparing to release his third album later this summer. He'll venture out on another headlining track to perform his new music. The All of It Tour, named for his forthcoming album, kicks off in St. Louis August 17th, same day All of It is released to the public, and hours after he plays the NBC concert series on Today. And that'll be that morning. Six total shows. Say what? That's big for him?
That'll be big for him, yeah. Because he's an up-and-coming guy. I mean, he's been nominated for Artist of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. So he's beyond a newbie, but he still hasn't reached the levels of fame.
Have you seen him?
Brian. Oh, yeah. He's good in concert.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the same vein as Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean, kind of that rocky male poppy. They call it bro country.
Bro country? Really?
That's what they call it. Yeah, in fact, that's why what people don't understand about country music is the reason Miranda Lambert is such a big deal is she actually got country radio to start playing women again. It used to be that country radio would only play Carrie Underwood, and pretty much that would be it. And so with Miranda Lambert kind of breaking through, the females in country music have a lot more opportunity because they've been able to take in some of the time spent in the music department, at least, away from some of the bro countries. Like this.
Pigs. Good. Run those music.
Well, it's what sells. You know, you can't blame a business for making decisions because it's more popular.
How does it sell if it doesn't get exposed? It's a, you know, it's a rat race. The brand of chasing your tail, kind of. All right, well, good for him. Cole Swindell in the musical focus here, 28 after on the DJV show. You know who you are.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just days after President Trump meets with him in Helsinki, Finland, word is President Vladimir Putin of Russia will be visiting the White House, probably this September. It was announced in a tweet from the White House yesterday, while the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was on stage for a question and answer session at the Aspen Security Forum. He learned of the news from moderator Andrea Mitchell.
That Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
You, Vladimir Putin, coming.
Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell says Putin won't be welcome on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No scary clowns here, just wonderful people with great brains and information for you on the DJV show, your radio program of choice. Thank you very much. Welcome into the lair of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here we are trying to cook up things that will make it a good day for you informationally. Victoria, where do we go?
Well, Ford Motor Company has some very serious news that they want everyone to know about. They have recalled 550,000 vehicles in North America. Now, the models are the 2013 to 2016 Fusions and the 2013-2014 Ford Escapes. Well, the reason that this is that they're recalling this is because when people put their car in park, the car, and then turn the ignition off and then walk away, the cars are still rolling. So if you do not have the emergency brake engaged, the cars are actually, they're not fully in park. And so there's apparently an issue with the transmission, and then there's some sort of a technical gear shift thing, and that's really the root of the problem. But the real issue is, obviously, this is a safety concern, and a couple years ago, the actor who was killed when his Jeep Cherokee, he thought it was in park and it rolled down the hill and crushed him. That's the same concern that Ford has now with the Fusions and the Escapes. If the parking brake is not applied, they say that an unattended vehicle can actually just start moving pretty easily. It stays in neutral. And the dealers are going to replace all the shifter cables at no cost to the customer. Doesn't matter if you're under warranty or not. Take your car immediately to a dealership. They will fix it. In the meantime, if you can't get there, Ford says everyone must use their parking brake. It's the only way to ensure that your car will not roll. And they say the other part of it is there's no warning. There's no beeping. There's no chiming, nothing like that in the car. You really won't know for sure if the car is in park unless you're using the parking brake.
So there are lots of different pieces to this pie in terms of the technology and also the psychology of telling people, bring it in immediately.
Yeah.
You know what a joke that is? Bring it in immediately to the car dealership when they're not going to be paid to do the repair. They're doing it because Ford tells them they have to.
Get on the list.
You'll be at the end of the line. Come on. And they charge $100 an hour to fix cars, and you come in, okay, I need this. Plan on leaving it here for 3 weeks, and we'll get to it.
Well, the dealerships are getting paid by Ford.
Yeah, I know. But
But that's not the message. Like, the message is always use your parking brake if you have one of these model years.
Yeah.
And take it to the dealership. And if you have to sit there and force them to put you on the list, well, then do it. Because this could kill someone.
Yeah. The other side of it, I'm not disputing that. It's the inconvenience that comes. It is modern-day America and technology run amok. The old days of putting cars in park, or actually, hello, having a gearbox where you leave the car in gear and it doesn't move. I don't even know what that means.
Is that like on a Model T? Like, what are you talking about? Crank up the car?
I know you love to tease me about stuff like that.
Does anyone else here know what that means?
Well, if you don't, that's really sort of lacking. There are a lot of gearbox cars around, European cars. You don't find many in America.
You mean a manual transmission?
A manual transmission is
going to
have
about
4 or 5 speeds in it. Yes, a lot of the more elaborate racing cars have that. What is called in Europe a gearbox, yes. Stick shift, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage my children to learn how to drive. And in fact,
they still have stick shifts, don't they?
They both drive a stick shift car now. And they also learned, they learned on a stick shift, they learned how to drive, actually on a tractor, but they took their license, when they took the test, they had it, we had an old Mercedes with a 4-speed, and that's what they took the test in.
I love stick shifts. The car we have now is the first automatic I've ever
owned. This is what they don't tell you. Stick shifts save you about 12 to 15% in fuel costs. This is something that we've gone down this road because we want convenience. Well, if you're an environmentalist, you're full of your baloney if you don't go find it. But I don't even think people know this. They're not even taught this. The way to save the environment, or one of the practical ways to save fuel, is to have a stick shift. But find a car, as you just suggested. I know we were sort of taking it lightly, Victoria. But the serious side of it, for people who are conservatives, real conservatives like me, who want to conserve the atmosphere, conserve the resources that we have, we waste in two ways so much fuel. The people, I love it in California, they all talk about conserving energy and stuff. Well, fix the damn roads so there aren't 5 million gallons of gas being wasted a day on the freeways around Los Angeles. People just sit in the traffic.
I got stuck in a traffic jam the other day. You want to hear me sound like a sailor?
Yeah.
I found out it was not an accident that was causing the traffic. It's because they had closed 2 lanes of the 5 freeway, which is a major artery in the state of California.
Work in the day.
For street cleaning. They were cleaning, sweeping the
carpool
lane.
Who in the world? Where's management?
At 9:30 in the morning.
But again, back to the stick shift. You save 12 to 15%. You get more mileage, 12 to 15% more mileage using a stick shift.
That depends on what you're driving, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Doug. No, Doug, my Jeep Wrangler, yeah. I can tell you right now, I've had 5 Jeep Wranglers. I never got the gas mileage that I have now with my Chevy automatic SUV.
Because you drove it to
SUV.
The floor. I'm
no,
betting you saw you
no.
peel rubber when you came drove out. Oh, this is great.
Whatever.
Put a jam in the gear. I'm tearing
okay.
out of this.
Well, an actual point that I was also going to say is that in addition, if you do save gas mileage or what, and a nice thing about learning stick shift, because that's one of my goals for this year, is I bought a car a few years ago and was severely limited because half of the cars when you go are stick shift. They're manual.
And I bought one and I haven't been able to drive it.
Well, no, I didn't.
That's really yes. saving gas
I've been
mileage.
Walking, I've been walking to work every day. I leave
good
at midnight.
You.
No,
God
but it is nice. If you are buying a car and you want to have all the options that there are out there, then if you learn stick shift, then you have twice as many options as if
yes.
you
save a lot of money
automatic.
If you buy
yeah.
a stick.
There you
yeah.
go.
They're cheaper.
All right. Now, let's. But as long as you're talking about production and stuff, I found something about human progress that I found fascinating. Would you like me to share it with you?
Please.
Listen to
the only one. Everybody else is like
Can't wait. All right. So here is a comparison of three.
It's just insults on your driving, Victoria. Just
I know, right? What I know, he's so full of it sometimes that I'm just like, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir, an old married couple. Let's go to the comparison of human progress using three different countries from 1950 to 2018. All right, everybody ready for this?
Ready. Ready.
I know this will seem a little technical to you, Victoria, but I think you'll figure it out. The
okay.
average
I hope
number
my dumb brain
you're
keep
smart
up.
The average number of hours worked per week is how we start this. In the United States, this is on an annual basis. In the United States in 1950, the average American worker was on the job 2,000 hours a year. In the year 2018, the average American is on the job 1,800 hours a year. In 1950, the average American made $12,000 a year. In 2018, the average American makes about $58,000 a year. In Singapore, that's an increase in your buying power. This is what the progression here is aimed at having you understand how, since 1950, buying power has changed. So adjusted for inflation, we have 290% more buying power in America now than we did in 1950. All right? So you're on board with me so far? Get the
yes.
difference in the hours. We work less hours, make more money, have more buying power. In Singapore in 1950, the average person worked 2,300 hours a year. And this year, the average person in Singapore works 2,150 hours. The average pay in Singapore in 1950 was $6,000 a year, half what America makes. The average income in 2018, adjusted for inflation in Singapore, is $85,000. You talk about a change. 1,300% more buying power in Singapore. They were in tough shape in 1950, but look at how their economy has changed because of tourism, manufacturing, all kinds of things that have changed there.
Banking is huge over there,
too. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. And in Germany, in 1950, the average German worked 2,150 hours a year. This year, 1,720 hours a year in Germany. $8,000 was the average pay in 1950 on an annualized basis. And this year, it's $40,000 a year. So isn't that interesting how where they are in the scale, comparing them to us, if you will, but also in terms of buying power, the Germans have increased their buying power 483%. So Americans have less buying power in terms of increases than the people in Singapore and Germany, but yet we are still, when you look at the scale, we're graduating on a nominal way. We're moving up each year a little by little, but in places like Singapore, gone through the roof. In Germany, it's kind of almost gone backwards, even though their buying power is better, but the amount of money they're making in terms of how you adjust it for inflation is down. I find that very interesting.
Would,
but remember, in 1950, they were coming out of the war, and they couldn't do anything.
But I would also guess that Germany they're making less money, but their buying power is stronger because they're part of the EU. I would guess that that's got to be.
Yeah, that's a very good observation. Yep, I think you're right about that, Victoria. Yes.
Because whatever their currency was, it's not, what was it before? The euro. What was Germany's currency? I'm thinking franc, but that's France.
Oh, it was. No.
That was right. Was it German franc?
German, no, it was German.
No.
Whatever that was, that doesn't have the value that the euro does. So that makes sense to me.
Deutschmark.
Thanks, Kara. But I would be curious to see what how Japan ranks on this. Because they also came out of World War II, and I would be very interested. Is that on that list?
No. But I would tell you, after we were talking earlier about Japan and the new trade deal with the EU, you're going to see that number change dramatically in the next 4 to 6 months, by the end of the year. Dramatic change in buying power and how much more stuff is going to be bought in Japan from Europe and vice versa. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. America's biggest road trip is underway, called Mini Takes the States, in which mini owners and enthusiasts gather for 8 days of road tripping in the fashion of the Great American Vacation. There are two groups. One starts in Portland, Oregon, and the other in Miami, Florida. Both groups end up in Keystone, Colorado. Around 1,000 minis will drive in convoy, with many teams doing the entire east or west route. This is all in aid of Feeding America, helping raise money and meals for food banks. For more, go to Mini Takes the States or OurAutoExpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, let's progress into Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with continuing focus as technology is being, I think, from what I can see anyway, Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will because you like to, Amazon Prime.
Well, this story is just for you, Dougie.
I couldn't.
Amazon Prime Day. So you had asked how successful was it, and the numbers are actually out. Now, amongst our DJV gang here, we kind of all felt like the sales were a little lackluster in terms of what was being offered. However, we apparently are in the minority. This was the most successful Amazon Prime Day since they started in 2015. The company says that this is their holiday that they're calling it. They wanted it to rival Black Friday, and for Amazon, it did. This is the biggest shopping event in Amazon's history. It beat out Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. This year, Prime members bought more than 100 million products.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It shows you what promotion can do, Victoria, because that's all it is. It's hype. It's just hype.
Well, the sales, some of the sales were actually pretty heavily discounted, which was great. Yeah. So here are the top products that people bought. Instant Pot, which I already have one. That's the combination of a slow cooker
pot?
And
is that like
Instant
marijuana?
Pot.
Oh.
No. The Instant Pot is it's a combination of a slow cooker.
Might be.
Could be. You know, someday on Amazon it might actually be Instant Pot, the weeds, the weed version. But an Instant Pot is a, you hear a lot about them right now. They're it's a combination of a slow cooker and a pressure cooker. I have one and I use it all the time. They're great. So Instant Pots were the number one thing people bought. Personal water filters, another big thing, because we've also heard a lot in the news about how the drinking water around the country, thanks to the EPA, is really, really dangerous. Chromium 6 is everywhere. So personal water filters are number two. And the 23andMe DNA test, which was heavily discounted. It went from like $3.99 to $99. I actually bought one. Jen said she bought a few for Christmas gifts. So at $99, that was a great price for that test. And laundry detergent, smartphones, pots and pans, light bulbs, and video games were also huge sellers on the international front. And so at Amazon-owned Whole Foods, organic strawberries were their best seller.
Really?
And Amazon said, yep.
How do you buy those online, though? Can you just buy them online, then you go to the store and pick them up?
Well, no, you can. This is sales at Whole Foods. So people went to Whole Foods to specifically get the discount and to buy organic strawberries. And so Amazon said people bought $1 billion of stuff through their third-party sellers, small and medium-sized businesses that also use Amazon. That's great news for small businesses. And Amazon didn't say how much people spent in all, but they had projected $3.4 billion in sales, which is $1 billion more than they made last year. It's probably on target for that, if not more.
I'm going to, whilst we are listening to the information about this new startup, look at the stock value of Amazon, see how it's going up this week. Meanwhile, a new startup called Silent Mode is coming out with technology to help you get a better nap.
The Geek Out.
Naps are good, but they don't always come easy. So now there's some technology to help nap. Silent Mode is a startup with a wraparound mask that comfortably blacks out the light and also places audio near your ears. It connects to an app on your smartphone, and the mask uses passive noise cancellation and, quote, proprietary nap training audio called Breathonics that helps the wearer learn to relax and take a nap. The program uses sonic signals to teach the wearer breathing techniques and audio design to encourage quality napping. It will also waken the user at a predetermined time, so sessions can be set for long flights or tiny power naps. The Silent Mode mask is $150 and can be found at silentmode.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Kind of a surprise. I just went, Victoria, to check out the stock value, the price of Amazon stock, and it's down a bit, like 1.5% or something. But I find that interesting, given all of the promotion. Maybe people just don't worried that the problem will be there because they give so much stuff away cheaply. Anyway, interesting. Still, it's 1842 is the stock price. All right, Prime Day is now on the back burner. This study with the link between ADHD and digital media use in youngsters is on the front burner.
It is. Teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactive disorder, according to a new study. In 2014, scientists embarked on a two-year study to discover how much media use affects kids, and now the results are out, and it is not good news.
Danger. Bad, bad. Be careful. Monitor what your children, no matter what their age, are doing with technology. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.